This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagier.
Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Jeff Brunsbach. I am a managing partner for Customer Imperative, and we're a customer success agency focused on helping B2B SaaS companies build customer success.
Jeff, how are you involved with user adoption?
SaaS businesses now are built on the economics of acquiring and retaining a customer. And customer success is really at the foundational piece of adoption. It's built on helping users achieve outcomes. And you know, a big byproduct of outcomes is gaining adoption with the software. So intimately involved on a regular basis of getting customers to adopt the product.
Jeff, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
I think on the successes side, you know, complementary adoption through product and human touch points is something that we've really become drawn to. Having a user experience coupled with self-serve learning, and then having a customer success manager who can, you know, talk about best practices, look at industry standards is something that I think all companies should achieve. On the challenges side, I think we focus a lot of adoption on the software. And I think there is an aspect that we need to be looking at what surrounds the software to create even more adoption. So what are the people, processes, and other technologies that really surround our product? And that question that we need to be asking ourselves is, how can we remove any friction that might exist?
Jeff, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
There's probably two points. One, adoption isn't just on one department's plate. There needs to be a cross-functional effort, I would say, similar to looking at the customer journey or customer experience. Adoption really needs to be looking at the product, how it's sold, how it's designed, what enablement we're surrounding with it, and then what does the interaction look like as we go forward and trying to create long-term lifetime value. The second piece, I think, is for customer success managers that may be focused on adoption within their organizations. Again, thinking about the value creation and not specifically the product. So how are we looking at adoption? And again, going back to what surrounds our product, how are we helping really achieve outcomes and drive value that doesn't necessarily have to be within the product itself?
And Jeff, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
There's two ways. One is customerimperative.com, which is our company website. And then the second way is we're releasing a community for customer success leaders. And adoption is a big topic that we talk about. And so that is going to be called Gain, Grow, Retain. We'll be launching that on June 11th. And if you go to community.customerimperative.com, it is free and open to sign up for anybody who'd like to.
Great. Well, thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Henrik.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.